Well, welcome to the Crimson Circle for our monthly meeting. And Jeffrey and I are here, very excited about this January meeting, our first meeting in January 2018.
Who thought we'd make it this far?
Absolutely.
When you look back, you know, when you were, well, even at the year 2000, if you remember that and all the hype and commotion. I mean, who thought we would make it this far? I mean, who thought we'd make it past 2000? And here we are, mostly still smiling.
Mostly
still, you know, happy about things. But I think everybody is so looking forward to that continued shift in our lives, but a shift now where it's not so difficult and challenging. I know we have a lot of important stuff coming up in 2018. Adamus has been chatting quite a bit to me, and I know to you, and saying, okay, get ready. I mean, we're continuing to take off.
Correct.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I noticed that you were kind of cowboy today, kind of Western.
Well, I'm saying, don't give me a reason, dude. Don't give me a reason.
What's your reason?
Well, my reason is real clear and obvious, and everyone from this area ought to know, because today is the first day of the biggest celebration on the planet. It is the first day of the Western Stock Show, National Western Stock Show in Denver. So, give me a reason to wear a cowboy. You got it. I'm here.
But
I'm
here. I have to ask, we've lived here for 20 years. Have you ever gone to the stock show? Or is it just a reason to dress for the occasion?
Jeffrey Hoppe? I have gone.
I know I'm in trouble when there's Jeffrey Hoppe.
I have attended. I got to sneak away two times when Jeff wasn't around to stop me and didn't have me buried in Crimson Circle work. Yes, I have been two times.
I wouldn't have stopped you. I have my cowboy boots on today.
Well, that's interesting that you say that because you didn't know I'd been there, so apparently I did have to sneak away. I see.
And darling, see? What else don't I know about?
Keep guessing, baby.
2018 is going to be an interesting year, I am sure.
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, we're here at the Crimson Circle Connection Center and trying to get that to forward.
Is it not cooperating with you? It sounds like me.
It's not cooperating. Both of you. Could you advance it, please? I don't. And, yeah, Joe, you might want to take a look at this. It worked before. It was working really good. Anyway, we are here for the first channel of the new year and delighted that you're here with us, all those of you who are online. This is our warm-up act to Adamus. He's going to be coming in pretty soon, but we just go through some of the Chambra news and the latest information.
We know some of you skipped this part of the monthly meeting.
No.
Yeah,
really?
We know.
Okay.
We know. And
it's okay. Anyway, wait,
let me finish.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. We have quite a few people here from out of state today. So, Linda, do you have a list of those?
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm just in a mood. No, we don't have that many.
Oh, really?
No, you're wrong. Sorry.
You could have just faked it.
We got a couple.
It. Yeah.
Well, Horace from Norway is here, but he said he is no longer an out-of-town person because he's been here for several months.
Funny you don't look Norwegian. When is it funny? Odd, as we say, or interesting. Not funny like as in ha-ha, but interesting. You just don't look Norwegian. Can you speak Norwegian? Do you have a microphone?
I do not have a microphone.
Horace is originally from Romania, has been living in Norway, and now moving here to Boulder. Wow, hoping to. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Very talented architect and does very incredible artistic carpentry.
Yeah, and single and available? I don't know.
None of your business.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, yeah, for a little promotion there. You need a visa.
So there are some conditions for that available.
You realize you just said that on camera. The government is probably watching, and, you know, you show up for the visa interview with your new wife, and they're like, we saw that footage from the Crimson Circle. Only love, right. Only,
oh,
you have only
so you're
love.
Not familiar with
it's
the
only
system,
love
is what you're saying.
Go. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for being here. This area, Boulder, Colorado, is an amazing area. I mean, the energies are pretty open and free, and nobody around here cares what we do, which is really nice. I mean,
they're
it's
too busy trying to figure out how to pay for their house.
Yeah,
it's or their rent.
Beautiful area. It's gotten a little expensive. It's called the new green revolution caused by the legalization of marijuana. California, we were there first. Don't forget that. And Coloradans, remember, Trump's going to take it away. So I'm kidding.
Don't go there.
Yeah, don't go there. Everybody's like, oh, no, stock up now. And who else is here?
Oh, very good. From American Fork, Utah, we have Michelle Bryant and Jorge Marino.
Good to see you, Jorge.
Thank you, Michelle, for being here
first time. I got to ask, since I'm being rude today, and my rudeness is only because Adamus is hanging around. This is not really me. Are you Mormon? Were you Mormon? Utah. I mean, it goes hand in hand. Yeah. Anybody else here from Utah? Ever lived in Utah? Yeah. I mean, is it? You weren't. You weren't. Yeah. Did they knocking on your door a lot? Yes, a lot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are secret newbies here. Does anybody want to admit that they've never been here before to a live meeting?
I know Gary has never been here.
Okay,
Gary from Boulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Not very many owning up to
anybody
it.
Else? Anybody else? Okay.
Okay.
Where are you from? Arvada. That doesn't count.
No. I said they've never been to
never
a monthly meeting.
Been
live.
Here before. That
yeah.
counts. You're in.
Yeah. You know, now I know why they don't admit.
You know why Linda asked this question? Who's here for the first time? You get the microphone. We do remember, if you get the microphone, and if you get in that moment of panic, like, oh, my gosh, I have the microphone. Adamus is right there. Millions of people are watching in from online. Millions, maybe billions. And just, there's one thing not to say.
Ever.
I won't even say the words. Words that cannot be spoken. Use something like, the answer has not yet arrived, Adamus. I'm still contemplating all of the potentials yet to choose the one I want to answer. Say something like that.
I'm feeling into it.
But
I'm
you're
searching
gonna,
for the clarity.
You're going to forget. You're going to get the microphone. I don't know. We've seen it happen right here hundreds of times. Anyway.
Okay.
So is that it?
That's it.
There weren't so many.
Not so many. Not any that owned up to it.
Okay. My clicker is not working. I don't have control today.
Your clicker isn't working. Okay.
Joe's going to come and take a look at it. Gene will advance the slides.
Here, I'll take your clicker and run it back.
Thank you. I wanted to really kind of begin today with something that Adamus talked about last time. He took the Serenity Prayer. For those of you who have been in AA, you know that very well. And the Serenity Prayer goes something like, give me the serenity to accept that which I can't change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, that's the regular prayer. No, but he changed it. This is now Adamus's for us, master as in self, master self, not some outer being, but master. Grant me the serenity to allow that which I choose, the courage to release what is not mine, and the wisdom to know the frickin' difference. So that's a great way to start out the new year. Let's all be aware of what is truly ours, what is not ours, to be able to let that go. And Tobias made it very, very simple when people said, well, how do I know what's mine and what's not? Because we have a lot of ancestral thoughts and biology and everything. How do we know the difference? And Tobias said, choose. That's it. Choose what you want as your thoughts, as your biology, as your beliefs, everything else. Choose. Everything else, let go of. Get it out of your orbit, your energy field. Just let it go. And it's so beautiful and actually rather challenging. So what a great way to start off the new year with the Chambra Serenity Prayer. Good. Okay. Let's take a deep breath and go into the Shout Series 4 last month and remember, let us remember what Adamus talked to us about.
Oh, boy.
We have these wonderful video recaps, the little cheaters. What do you call the cliff notes for Adamus channels? You can always find these online on YouTube in the Crimson Circle YouTube thingy that
it's
they have.
It's not cliff notes. It's a summary.
A summary. Good. Yeah,
cliff
but
notes implies cheating.
If you fell asleep during the channel and have no idea what he said, we provide this to wake you back up. So let's play it. Don't you wish you had an anti-doubt pill? Just take that pill and release all of your doubts. Because really, that's the biggest thing holding you back. That's self-doubt. If you didn't have that, if you didn't worry about what other people think, if you weren't worried about losing everything, if you weren't so worried about going out of your mind, and if you weren't worried about being so damn bored, imagine how easy it would be. First question is, what's in the news right now? If you were talking to a group of high school students and they're clueless and you're trying to say, but here's what's happening on the planet, what would you say?
So much. It's boggling my body listening to the whole world total
okay.
confusion. There's groups that are going back, hanging on.
Yes.
For dear life to the past.
Yes.
And groups that want to go forward into the future. And
yes.
there's this push-pull thing going on.
Yes.
I just see, especially, well, Time just talked about it, the silence breakers. People that are energetically just said, enough.
Yes.
I'm ready to tell my story.
It's coming out.
And it's just coming out.
With all of that, I'm seeing profound acts of love and kindness.
Yeah. The time of the planet right now, unprecedented change. And people are lost. They're really not lost, but their old ways of doing things and responding to people and situations is having to change very quickly. Now, I bring this up for one important reason. Because I'd like you to remember why you're here right now. You chose this time. You chose to come in knowing that this was the time, what I call the time of machines, but the time of great changes on the planet. You came here in this lifetime for one thing. Your last lifetime on Earth, on this Earth, you came here to embody the Spirit, the Master. You came here to bring together the human and the Master in this lifetime. You're going through a phenomenal change. Can you let yourself experience it? Next question. What's going on with you right now?
Boredness and passionless.
I would say ditto.
Well, I just got through a big patch of depression.
Uh-huh.
And my body hurts here and there. And I also feel like things are coming together.
I feel like I'm on the craziest roller coaster ride.
So what's going on with Shamba right now? I'll summarize it just like I summarize the news. You're in transition. You're in a great transition right now, a great evolution of self. Remaking the body, starting at actually a sub-DNA level, at a, I want to say it's not even an atomic level or a carbon-based level. It's all changing. You're going through a whole thing right now that seems very strange to the human, and it is loss of control. The human feels that everything is kind of falling apart. You can't focus here anymore. You can't depend on this old way of handling things. Take a deep breath. Let yourself experience what you're going through without fighting it, without medicating it, or without meditating it. Allow it, embrace it, be with it. You are exactly where you should be right now, physically, mentally, everything else. Now, that sounds kind of weird. Losing control to what? to what? Well, it's the master, which you are also. And it changes everything. And it changes the control, which if I could say to any of you, take your foot off the brake and your hands off the wheel. You're not giving over authority to someone else. It's not like let go and let God. It's let go, I am. Let go of that control right now and watch what happens. We're kind of starting a little new phase here. It's called It's in the Air, and it's everything. And I'll explain in just a moment. You take a deep breath. You give up the human control, and you allow energy to come to you, to serve you. You don't win lotteries. You just stand there, maybe bored, nothing to do, all the time in the world. You stand there and you allow it. You don't think. There's not a mantra. You don't say, I allow the abundance. You just stand there, dumb and happy and without control. And you just, if you need to do anything, just raise your hands and let it come to you. You are a magnet, an attractant of energy, whether it comes as money, as love, as punishment, suffering. But you are an attractant of energy. Let it come to you. We're going to a place actually of being very energy independent, where you're not a parasite relying on everything else in the world to support you. Where it's what I call sovereignty. And I'll tell you right now, it's in the air. Master, grant me the serenity to allow the things I am choosing, the courage to release the things that are not mine, and the wisdom to know the frickin' difference. And it's, be clear, be discerning, have that maturity. That is not mine. And then allow what comes next. As you have become more mature and more discerning, you could start picking up on what's in the air. There's you in the air. Let's start with that. The master is right here. It's not off in another galaxy. It's not off in spiritual wonderland. It's here right now. It's in the air. Maybe what's in the air, what is kind of, I would say, the evolution of consciousness, is the true light body. You don't have to work at it. Your human mind does not have to and should not try to figure it out. It's in the air. It's all around. It's just about allowing it. The sense of beauty. The sense of compassion. The sense of love. They're in the air. And I'm not talking about just the feel-good stuff. I'm talking about the dimension. What I'm saying is, take a deep breath and let go of control. It's in the air. You, the human, are not responsible for the enlightenment of yourself. It's in the air. You're just being asked to allow it, to relax into it. And just a production note for next year, best not to have that deer right behind Adamus, because it looks like he has horns coming on. It's like the deer was pretty, but anyway, let's take a look at recent events. And last month, we had an event right here at the studio, our annual Christmas party. For those who are watching it online, if you're going to come by, the best times are December.
Right.
It's also in our summer party that we have, usually July or August. Halloween's a lot of fun. Valentine's month, they're all good. But last month was really fun. We had the ugly sweater contest. And a lot. Well, I like your ugly. Well, no, it's a pretty. You had a pretty sweater on.
I was celebrating Jesus' birthday because I could.
Absolutely. No, and the sweater looked good.
Thank you.
There was other sweaters that were kind of a statement of artistic expression in different ways.
Not autistic.
And some artistic that were downright offensive in some ways.
Oh, do we have some politicism here?
A little bit, but it was an ugly sweater. I didn't get this. Adam Trump. Is that supposed to be like Adamus or Adam the masculine?
It's a damn Trump.
A damn Trump. Adam,
it was politically charged.
Yeah, obviously it affected me a little bit. Me and my Go Jesus sweatshirt. I think these were the final contestants for the Ugly Sweater Contest. The winner, well, there were two winners. Yeah, we just couldn't choose with the audience reaction, the applause, and we couldn't choose. So they split the $100.
They agreed to share the booty.
Yeah, we had a nice dinner party afterwards. A lot of fun. If you're from out of town and you come here, you got to get your picture taken underneath the Masters Club sign, like so many do. And the food was actually really good. I think the best ever. Yeah,
it was really tasty.
And we had a lot of fun. A little drinking going on there, as you can tell. And you changed your sweater.
I'm constantly changing.
Yeah, mid session. Anyway, it was fun. Usually always is here. I think we always have a good time. Like to think that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was the event for last month. That was it. So we move on now to upcoming events. And we'll go through these quickly because a lot of them are already sold out.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good. Starting in Colorado next week, 1 week from today, is our annual ProNOS. I've really gotten to love ProNOS.
Why do you like it? Because it's got some alarming clarity to it.
That's why I like it. I like it because I know it's important to Adamus. He doesn't generally talk to me much before a workshop or a shout. He's been talking to me for 2 months now about ProNOS.
Why does he feel like he needs to, like, study with you so much?
He wakes me up at the middle of the night, as you know.
I know. And, I'm tired of it.
He's chatting away, and Linda's like, would you just shut up? Would you two stop talking? And then after I have my little discussion, I get out my iPad, and I type notes just so I remember. Yeah. And Linda's like, what are you doing? All she hears is, you know, that tapping on
and
my...
And the blue light filling the room.
And it's like, I have a brightness turned down, Linda. And, of course, the next morning I look at my notes and it's like, what the hell does that mean? But, you know, he's really using ProNOS to explain not predictions and prophecies, but where the world is going to. And, you know, it's not necessarily feel-good stuff, but...
Really?
No, we were talking outside before about it and saying that, you know, it's interesting where the planet is going, and if you know in advance, if you understand why it's happening, then it doesn't have to affect you. It's only when you really don't understand why are things going crazy and the way they are, then it's really causes a lot of doubt and misunderstandings. But I think his clarity in ProNOS has been really good.
I agree. And, yeah. And he gives us a sort of a way to survive it or more than survive it, actually have an effect on it, and a lot of it just comes down to consciousness, and it just, I find that really inspiring.
It's gotten to be a really big kind of annual thing. We started out with some other speakers, and then we've kind of shifted it so it's just Adamus.
That was based on your feedback.
He doesn't play so well with others. But this one is called The Last Era of the Mind, which should be rather interesting. It's next Saturday. It's online. And it's also in person here at the studio. I think there might be two or three places left here at the studio if you're interested in coming and attending. Otherwise, you can watch online, and you do get 90 days access to it. And you also it'll be live in Spanish online. Speaking of which, Vili is not here today. She had some other...
Yes, she is.
What? I didn't see you back there, Vili. When are you not
You never see her back there, Jeff.
Vili, turn off that light. Vili is not here today. I'm sorry, Vili. You are here today, and we are doing... I just wanted to see if you all remembered that she was here. Sorry, Vili. Anyway, we'll be in Spanish online, and you get 90 days access to the files. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an intense day.
Fun is hardly the word I'd be using based on the energy I've been feeling.
In my perspective, as a channeler, I mean, it's a challenge, and that is kind of fun, but how to take all this information...
What does fun mean to you?
...and condense it, and also convey not just the words, but the Adamus energy behind it. So, no, I'm nervous about it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, has it been fun when you've been doing that in bed?
Well, that's a different kind of fun. I mean, that's studying. We're going to move on here. In February, Linda and I are back at Villa Amyo in Hawaii.
Oh, we have to go back to Hawaii?
Yeah, and we're going to do two different retreats there. The first is the Amyo retreat that is sold out, so we're going to then go and talk about the threshold. And we may, oh, that's sold out too, sorry.
Oh, damn.
And by the way, Linda and I were there last month at Villa Amyo, and it's really looking good. Joe and Donna, who are back here now, you missed a couple of shouts, Joe and Donna. You're back here. You spent 2 months working your fingers to the bone, getting the place ready. And I know that it's truly ready because the previous owner stopped by on our last day there, see what we had done. And the guy mentioned, he said, oh, my gosh. He said, you guys have, I don't know if you believe this or not, this type of thing, but, you know, you brought back the spirit in the house, and it's even different. And I'm like,
it was pretty cool.
That's what we do.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Actually, gave me the chills when he said that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he's not.
The place has such a nice energy. We just, when you have a chance to experience it, we hope everyone does.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
In March, we're going to start off the month with Aspectology Online. Aspectology is one of the core Crimson Circle classes. We're doing it online to really be able, so people all around the world have an opportunity to experience it. It really gives you a basic understanding of how we create aspects or sub-personalities of ourselves and how they act and how they become dissociated.
And how you can use them to serve you. And the real issue isn't that you create them, it's that are you aware of them even? And that awareness can mean everything. I mean, I have one that's, you know, from being a teacher. And I know when I call on my different aspects, some of them are more charming than others.
And some are really integrated and useful, and some are a real pain. But this gives such a interesting perspective to
it. Really does.
And this will be online. And, again, you'll have, I think it's 10 days to view all the sessions afterwards. Linda and I are hosting it live from the studio. So it's not like you're just watching it on your own. We really bring the energies together.
It can really support you in your relationship with yourself as well as your relationship with other people.
You can sign up now or anytime. But,
right up to the last minute.
Right up to the last minute. It's in March. April, we're back at – we seem to be going back to Villa Amyo quite a bit. We're back for the Amyo retreat that sold out. And then right after that, we're doing the Amyo retreat in Spanish. We'll have the headsets and a translator. I think we still have a couple spaces open for that. So, we'll look forward to
it. One of the most charming parts about the Amyo retreat is that Champa have made it clear to us that their favorite events are when they can be small events that there's plenty of opportunity to interact with the Dhammas and each other. And so the Amyo retreat gives us a place that is literally what it is. It's a small space. There's never going to be a big audience there. It's always about that small intimacy with the Dhammas and with each other.
Yeah. May, it's off to Europe. We have a couple of events going on.
Oh,
there.
When the weather's nice.
Yeah. And we're going to start out in Bergen, Norway. Just love Norway. It's a great place.
And that Bergen happens to, nothing to talk about. It's sold out.
Sold out, yeah. A great host there with Inga and Mariana.
Truly.
It's sold out. We have got about 80 Shamba coming to that, so it should be good.
And a wait list, too.
And then after that, it's off to Middelfart, Denmark. And for the Threshold, we still have spaces open on that.
Where is it?
Threshold is Middelfart. Middelfart. I'm going to just move on. We're still working on our summer schedule, but we do have a couple things already on the schedule. One is the channeling workshop. We limit it to 36 people. We go through a lot of the physics and the ethics of channeling. Linda and I talk a lot about our personal experiences, but not too much.
It's very hands-on. It really is meant for you to experience and have opportunities with it.
Yeah, and by the second day, we're in the Masters Club area. We break into groups of four, and people are channeling. And it's really amazing to walk around and listen and feel what's going on.
And somebody asked, could they go a second time? It's like, yes,
absolutely.
You can go a second time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go three times if you want. I may go as well. A little brush up. Actually, I don't think I do any channeling there because it's all of you channeling. So if you're interested, we still have some spaces available for that. And then in our coming soon category, meaning we don't have the final facts and figures, but we know we're going to do it.
It's on the board.
It's on the board. We just are finalizing some contracts and things. We're going to be doing the Master's Guide, which will be the second time we've done it, in the Tuscany area in September. We love the Tuscany area. That's where this jacket came from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine didn't. They don't do a lot of Western wear.
No, they do not. So we'll have the details on that probably in about 3-4 weeks with the final information on it to hand out. And then we've just got to have a big Chambre gathering in Europe because they're always fun and people come from, 20-25 different countries. So
we're working on the details.
Working on the details. It'll be in early October, and we have focused in and found our
wonderful, incredible, magical Lake Bled.
You can do it from back there, Jean.
In Slovenia.
Yeah. Lake Bled, Slovenia. It's a beautiful place. And
charming.
We've just been there, I think, 3 or 4 times now. It's very easy for Europeans to get to, whether you're from Italy or Denmark or Germany.
It's a good value.
Yeah, it's a really good value. Yeah. And the food.
And they're nice to people.
Yeah. And we're renting the whole conference center there, so it's not at a hotel. So we have room for over 400 people.
Right.
So, yeah. And, you know, we've been doing the events in Munich the last couple of years, and we always sell out at about 300. So we wanted a bigger venue. So we're hoping Chambre from all over will come. We'll let you know more details, but we know a lot of people are going to be emailing SESA asking to get on the wait list, and yes, that's okay.
We're telling you ahead because just a lot of you like to plan, and we will definitely have this ready to go by the by the next meeting.
Yes,
but remember, the notice has to go out to the angels first before we open it up to everybody.
Right. And then also on the coming up list, we'll be doing another Amyo retreat in Hawaii. Gosh, we're back to Hawaii. Weird. In mid-November, we'll have the details on that. And also I want to point out, we are very happy to do an Amyo retreat in a non-English language. So if you know of a group of Chambre, there needs to be 25 or 30. We can accommodate that. Let SESA know, SESA@crimsoncircle.com. If you have, for instance, a Japanese group or
I am already working with
Australian
them.
Or something like that where they need. Sorry.
Not a problem, mate.
Yeah. We can accommodate that very easily at the villa. So that's all the upcoming events and news. And
wow.
Not the news, but the events. So actually.
Jeff. You are moving.
No, we still have a lot to do. We've got to do Chambre news.
Oh.
You never know how long that's going to take. There's always something going on in the world of Chambre.
Master of the obvious.
Yeah. I feel actually for this, we should have like a news desk, you know, here in front of us. And
let's not and say we did.
Okay. All right. Let's not. All right. A couple of things. As always, just a reminder, make sure to check out the Chambre magazine. It's always filled with wonderful articles, information, the latest of everything.
I always have a problem looking at the butt on that thing and then that bird head coming out of the right, that other side of the butt.
I never looked at it like that.
That really always kind of
disturbs me. I love that. This is from a South American artist that we kind of stumbled into. It's just really beautiful. I mean, all the art we use on the cover, well, most of it tends to be very original, and we license it with the artist. There's a wonderful guy in San Francisco who's the agent for this artist.
Oh.
I love this picture. You know, it's so expressive. Actually, you ought to go to the tattoo parlor, Linda, and, you know, you could get something like that.
Hell's frozen over?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Anyway. And the artwork, we're very, very particular about choosing the artwork.
It's, oh, no, you're very caring.
We have a rule. It can never just be like a landscape. There always has to be a human on it because that's the most important thing on the planet right now. She's sitting on a tattoo. Oh, she's sitting on the grass. I don't know. A bird. Yeah, she's sitting on a peacock. Coming, kind of. Anyway, and special thanks to Mark Ritter for the great job in the art direction and the design, and to Gene for all the editing. And for those of you who send in articles, if you do have an article that you're interested in writing or sending in, contact Gene. We always have, every month we have really good contributions. Okay. Next, we've got a brand new product release. You might have actually heard about it because it was playing before we went on the air today in the background. It's Gerhard Funkhauser's new CD, Road to Freedom. Yeah, and we actually have a sample track, so we'll play that right now to give you a feel. It just came out last week. That just gives you a little flavor for Gerhard's new CD. It's 10 tracks. You can get it on the Crimson Circle store for $15. And I told Gerhard it's such a beautiful evolution of his work. You know, we've been working with him now for, gosh, I don't know, 10, 12 years or something. And the music keeps evolving and shifting and changing. And this time he went into the studio with some really wonderful musicians and came out with a Road to Freedom. So you can download it as an MP3 file on the Crimson Circle website. And Gerhard, beautiful creation. Thank you. Good. What's next? Oh, Master's Life 6, No More, is going to be out January 31st.
It wasn't No More. It was No More.
It was No More.
Thank you.
We filmed it last week right here in the studio. And really, really had, it was a good filming. I mean, the energy was good and
very
we really enjoyed it.
Adamus really speaks to each of us.
Yeah, and I think, oh, no, wrong slide there. Sorry about that. But anyway, it's out January 31st. We'll keep you posted. Another thing is a new film project. This one is really fascinating. New film project by Jonathan Cray and Sandra Roggerman in Holland. They have conceptualized something which I really like. You know, there's been a lot of spiritual films out, like Tuning In, which was a great film by David Thomas. And it featured a lot of different channelers and really got to be quite popular. Actually, Hampton Roads picked it up as a book. And there's been other channeler films. I've been in a few of them, which is interesting. Jonathan and Sandra took a whole different approach in the film that they're now working on. So instead of the film being about channelers, it's about the people that are going through this whole process of embodied enlightenment. So together with their production company, Soul Food Films, they're producing something called Rude Awakening, a documentary about the human side of realization. And I found it absolutely fascinating and beautiful that the focus is on all of us,
everyone on their journey.
Yeah. So what they're doing is embarking on a program. I don't know how long it's going to take, but they're going to be interviewing Shambra all around the world and talking to them about what it's like to go into embodied realization and what it's like to go from your awakening into your mastery.
Experiencing the
journey. I am so looking forward to this film. It's needed because what it's really going to be doing is sharing our journey with the others. So when they go into their awakening and all of a sudden they have the rude awakening portion of it, they really understand by hearing your wisdom in it. And
well, they are Shambra. And so I think that's exciting. Shambra. And they have a very professional background. So the combination has a lot of ideal elements to it.
Yeah, and Jonathan's profession is film directing and editing. And so
filmmaker.
He really understands that he's got a beautiful touch, wonderful touch, and I tend to be a little critical once in a while.
You?
Me. And, you know, really critical in all the art elements, well, you know, like the music
like
that's
this,
used
yeah.
and the visuals and the typography. I mean, I love typography.
Is there an intro for this?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. So they're right now in the initial fundraising stage. They're doing the crowdfunding, and we're going to play a little kind of intro thing in just a moment. But this is about us. I just can't express that enough. It's not about some channelers or some gurus or anything. It's about our journey. It was so time for this project to come out. And feel into it, and if you feel that it's appropriate, any contribution to their crowdfunding, I love crowdfunding, but any contribution, $5, $10, $1 million, would be appreciated, and it will get our story out. You get all the details in the Schomburg magazine. There's an article about it this month. We'll also be posting on Facebook, and don't feel obligated, but feel if you want to add your energy to this, and it's not just for Jonathan and Sandra, it's for all of us. So I think we have a little 3-minute clip that we're going to play. It's kind of a intro clip. Just give you the chills. I mean, geez.
You can feel it.
You can feel it. A film like this, especially with Jonathan's and Sandra's professionalism and ability to really understand and to capture the feeling.
Well, they're part of this group, too.
Oh, yeah. It's got the potential to wake up so many people and really help define also what awakening is and going beyond awakening.
Well, it's not somebody from outside it. It's somebody within it. And so somebody that truly connects and feels and knows who each of us are. And I think that's what's going to guarantee the authenticity of it and the realness of it.
Well, and you can just feel the professional touch that they have and the sensitivity to it. So Jonathan and Sandra and everybody who's going to be behind that production, we're going to add our support and hope everybody, Chambra all around the world, adds their support. We're going to be seeing a lot of Chambra on the documentary when it comes out, so we're looking forward to that. So, wow. Wow, what a way to start the year. Well, and speaking of starting the year, before we go on break here, remember last year Adamus went around the room asking everybody what their predictions were for 2017, for last year. So we thought it was imperative that we actually went back and viewed it to see how accurate you were. So we're going to take a look at the 2017 predictions.
They're going to cuss off
from
Mike
a year ago. I know. Yeah. Here we go. This is what you said last year. So here we are in 2017, and I've got to ask, what do you sense? What do you feel from a planetary standpoint for 2017?
I would say boredom.
When you have a misogynist in the Oval Office, it's a little scary.
Yes.
This seems very obvious to me, or
yes,
feels very obvious to me, that 2017 will be very, I would use the word sideways, but it's just chronic change.
Chronic change.
Unexpected change in the most bizarre ways.
In a lot of ways, there will be a lot of clarity for people because there is so much going on around them that they have to find some kind of clarity.
Tacking on to the misogyny, the first thing I really feel is anger. It feels like there's a huge, oh, this guy's in charge, and it's all around the world.
Yeah.
Is that, it's crazy? Anger. So anger, but more more in your face. Like, everybody, we're going to have to see things.
And actually, the ISIS is going to surprise the men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
That's the surprise.
Who knew? The surprise might be even more than ever the women would find out about the whole thing and maybe forgive.
Thank you. Now, my prediction. Remember last year I predicted that 2016 would be the year of disruption? I was pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. It was a good disruptive year. It had to happen. This year, 2017, I'm going to call the year of separation. That's a nice way of putting it. The year of things coming apart. It's the year of things breaking apart, breaking down, coming apart. And while it may sound terrible and why some of the news may be terrible, it's actually kind of needed. Everything has been held in a tight knot, it's a tight ball. And the ball keeps getting tighter, can you imagine, just tighter and tighter and tighter, with anger, with suppression, with loss of hope, with frustration, with old systems that are trying incredibly hard to hold on to their old ways, whether it's religions, whether it's businesses, whether it's just old roles of masculine, feminine. The feminine, I'm sorry, but is playing out as old of a role as the masculine. They really are. And all of that is going to come to a crashing halt and then a breakup.
Whoa.
Actually, I think Danuska got it the closest. She was kind of, you know, right there talking about the masculine, feminine. And, I think that was really an ISIS. That was really probably one of the biggest news things this year because it brought a lot of things to the surface that really needed to come up. And more of it happened particularly in the last quarter of the year, but it really is now having all those trickle effects. It started out in the film industry. And now it's going through just about everything, politics, business, and that. And it's one of those situations where this whole masculine dominance and masculine, what would you call it, I don't know, but abuse of the feminine, it's like no more. The lines are being drawn, no more. And, you know, when Linda and I look back into our early days in the workplace environment, it was just overlooked and sometimes actually almost expected, the male abuse of the feminine, and done in a lot of different ways, some obvious and some not, but it was just kind of expected. And now, these days, it's no more, not going to be tolerated. And so, as Adama said, you know, it'd be tough, but these changes are needed, and we're seeing it on the planet right now. So, time to take a little break before we come back for Adamus. And before we do, I do want to, I want to thank everybody for the amazing last year that we had. And now we move into 2018, what we're calling the AMIO year. So we want to thank everybody for all your support, your love, and for continuing on this journey together. Thank you for being here. And we're going to come back for Adamus right after we have some really good coffee.
Okay.
All right. See you at 2:30.
Thank you.
For those
you,
watching
everyone.
Online, about 40 minutes.
Here.
We'll be back.
All of you.